This is CRI News. I'm Lai Ming. Japan's Deputy Prime Minister has retracted his recent comments made in connection with Japan and Nazi Germany. Taro Aso issued the statement after suggesting this week that the current government of Japan could take lessons from how Germany's constitution under the Weimar Republic was transformed by the Nazi in the early 1930s before anybody knew what was happening. His comments have come amid expected plans by the current Japanese government to try to amend the country's pacifist constitution to create an offensive military. Amid the recent remarks made by Japanese politicians, the Chinese government has issued a new statement calling on the Japanese side to make more substantial efforts to improve the relations. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying says it will not help to solve the problem with only empty slogans calling for a dialogue. The Foreign Ministry has issued a statement saying the Chinese government strongly opposes a U.S. Senate resolution on disputes in East China Sea and South China Sea. Spokeswoman Hua Chunying says the resolution puts pressure on China when it comes to the territorial disputes in the region. Hua says the resolution is sending the wrong message. The U.S. Senate approved the resolution on Monday, reaffirming the strong support of the United States for the peaceful resolution of territorial, sovereignty and jurisdictional disputes in the Asia-Pacific maritime domains. U.S. intelligence whistleblower Edward Snowden has received temporary asylum in Russia for 1 year. Snowden's lawyer Anatoly Kucherina says he has moved to a safe place, though his whereabouts remain a mystery. The Russian Federal Migrant Service has confirmed the temporary asylum. Meantime, the U.S. government says it is extremely disappointed. White House spokesman Jay Carney says Washington is evaluating the scheduled presidential summit in September. But at the same time, Jay Carney says the U.S. and Russia have a relationship that is based on realism, and the two sides have a wide range of common interests. U.S. President Barack Obama called Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to reaffirm his administration's support for finding a two-state solution through peace talks with Israel. The president also commended Abbas for his leadership and courage in resuming final status negotiations with Israel. The two sides agreed to begin formal final status negotiations within 2 weeks, either in Israel or Palestine, after their chief negotiators met in Washington on Monday and Tuesday to set the agenda and procedures for the negotiations. And they agreed to put on the table all final status issues, including Jerusalem, security, the Jewish settlements, borders and refugees. Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party is reportedly celebrating an early election victory. The country's electoral commission says Mugabe's party swept 26 out of the 28 parliamentary seats as it announced the first batch of election results. The early results come as three provinces have already finished counting their votes. Counting in the rest of the country is coming to an end, with long-serving Mugabe already claiming a landslide win is on the horizon. But Zimbabwe's Prime Minister and opposition candidate Morgan Tsvangirai is dismissing the election as a sham. Italy's top court has upheld a jail sentence against former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi for tax fraud. The Italian Supreme Court confirmed a 4-year jail term and ordered a new appeal trial for a related ban on public office. The highest court's decision was the first definitive conviction after up to 30 court cases against the three-time premier since he entered politics some 2 decades ago. Those allegations include tax fraud, corruption, and more recently, having sex with an underage prostitute. The U.S. Senate has confirmed human rights advocate Samantha Power as the new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. The Senate voted 87-10 for Power. Power, 42, a former White House national security staffer, will replace Susan Rice, who became Obama's new national security adviser last month. Governor Sergio Cabral of Rio de Janeiro has admitted to making mistakes in coping with mass protests in the past 2 months. The governor said that he failed to establish sufficient dialogue to avoid the situations that occurred. In June, a wave of massive protests swept Brazil, with Rio bearing the brunt of public anger. The biggest rally in Rio gathered about 1 million people. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Lai Ming in Beijing.